It's Tuesday, June 25, 2024.
In my 35 years out here, never seen the water this high.
I'm just devastated over what has happened.
It's pretty widespread. Sad, but
yeah,
we'll get through it.
Oh, yeah. We'll get through it.
Extreme heat and costly historic floods wreak havoc across the U.S.
We've now had 11 billion-dollar disasters so far, and we haven't even had our first hurricane of the season yet.
FEMA warns of disaster funding shortfall as storm season is just getting underway. Plus, climate change turbocharged the killer heat wave in Mexico and the U.S. and doubled the frequency of extreme fires.
All of those extremes and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
We know that FEMA's Disaster Relief Fund is going to run out in mid-August, right in the middle of hurricane season. Emergency management cannot be something that gets caught up in today's partisan politics.
Welcome to today's partisan politics, Congressman Jared Moskowitz of Florida. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen. By the way, Congressman Jared Moskowitz, Democrat of Florida, is, I think, the only congressman in the House who is actually a former emergency management official?
Yes, that's true.
So when he's asking for money for these disasters, he knows what he's talking about.
Yes, he does. We'll see if Speaker Mike Johnson does, but we'll get to that in a moment. While much of the U.S. is still broiling under a persistent heat dome, astonishing extreme storms and flooding struck the upper Midwest over the weekend.
I can tell you the devastation is severe.
That was Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds discussing devastating floods that struck from Nebraska to Minnesota. Days of relentless torrential rains, 8 times the average typical rainfall, triggered widespread flash floods that inundated communities, forcing evacuations and high water rescues. In Iowa, historic floods knocked out roads and bridges. In Minnesota, a dam failed. Adding to the misery, in some flooded communities, temperatures approached 100 degrees. Mm. CBS News reports that many victims in affected areas do not have flood insurance. Speaking of insurance, a recent report confirms that home insurance rates are soaring around the country, in large part due to the accelerating impact of climate-amplified extreme weather events.
Who could have predicted it?
According to the study from the Insurance Information Institute, 12% of Americans no longer have home insurance. That's doubled since 2019. It's the highest level of uninsured homeowners on record, following a dramatic spike in the cost of coverage.
Mm-hmm.
A different study finds that the historic heat dome that shattered records in Mexico before moving on to the U.S. was made 35 times more likely due to human-caused climate change. That's according to a new analysis by scientists at World Weather Attribution, who calculated that before climate change, such deadly extreme heat used to be a 1 in 500-year event. But thanks to global warming, driven by the burning of coal, oil, and natural gas, those record heat waves today now hit on average every 15 years. And by 2050, they could occur every 4 years.
I think by next year, they'll be occurring every year.
The early extreme heat striking around the world all at the same time is seriously unusual.
It used to be.
Temperatures across 5 continents set more than 1,400 new records in June, affecting more than 80% of the world's population, according to nonprofit data firm Climate Central. Meanwhile, the frequency and magnitude of the most extreme wildfires globally has doubled in the past 20 years due to climate change, according to a new study out on Monday. Global warming is making fire weather hotter and drier, creating the right conditions for large wildfires, even in areas not accustomed to fires. The six most extreme fire years globally have all occurred since 2017.
How nice for the fires.
And of course, these disasters are expensive. As of mid-May, the U.S. has seen 11 major billion-dollar weather disasters, costing more than $1 billion in damage each. According to NOAA, that is the second highest number of billion-dollar disasters on record for this time of year, and the tally doesn't even include June's fires or floods. So it's not a great time for FEMA to run out of money.
No.
FEMA's disaster relief fund will run billions of dollars short by mid-August when the Atlantic hurricane season gets underway in earnest. Unless Congress acts, FEMA will be forced to abruptly halt thousands of ongoing recovery projects in states still struggling from previous disasters in order to prioritize funding for new disasters. Last year, Congress passed the funding supplemental. But this is an election year, so it may be difficult to pass in the Republican-controlled U.S. House.
Oh, I'm sure Mike Johnson will get that all taken care of in no time. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.